Welcome to Boxes of Basics. We're happy to have you here today. At Boxes of Basics, we collect new and gently used quality clothing for children in need here in Prince William County, Manassas, and Manassas Park. This is our intake area. So this is where all the donations come. We collect size newborn to 14, 16 youth. And once we bring the donations in, we weigh everything. And then we come over here to our sorting area. This is where we inspect the clothes and make sure that there's no rips or stains or tears and that it's in really wonderful condition. As you come through the warehouse, you'll see some boxes that are already packed and they're waiting to go out to be delivered. Once all of the items have been sorted and they're approved for use. Sarah Tindall, I'm founder and executive director of Boxes of Basics.
What inspired you to create Boxes of Basics?
About 5 years ago, I had the opportunity to help a mom, and she had left a bad situation. She had four kids and needed clothing for her children. This was a friend of a friend of a friend. I never met this woman, but I started collecting clothing, and I realized three things. First of all, the clothing that people were donating to me, it was in excellent condition, super quality clothing, kind of nicer than the clothes that I bought my own kids. And then secondly, I realized that people want to help. If you give them away, they are genuinely good and will help. And finally, I realized there are probably other families, moms, parents, kids facing clothing insecurity. And I thought I could probably help these families. So I talked to my husband. I needed a little part of our basement for this idea. And bless his heart, he said yes. The first year we started, I applied for my 501c3 nonprofit status and got that. And we had 100 volunteers walk through my front door. We started collecting clothing, we started sorting it, and we designed these beautiful boxes that contain an entire seasonal wardrobe for local children in need, and that's how we started. This is the main warehouse, and we have our amazing volunteers here, and they are getting ready to pack boxes for local kids in need. But as you can see, the warehouse is divided boys on one side, each gender is divided by size, and each size is divided by article of clothing. On the other side of the warehouse is the girls' clothing. And again, these are our tables where our volunteers will help sort clothes and pack boxes for kids. Each box contains an entire seasonal wardrobe. We put school clothes, play clothes, a dress-up outfit, new socks, new shoes, new underwear, a winter coat, a book, a dental kit, and much more. So when a child gets a box of basics, they get an entire seasonal wardrobe that was curated just for them. Back here, we have our winter coats, our boys' winter coats, our girls' winter coats, girls' dresses. We've got shoes and socks on the walls here. And the back wall is, that's our overstock. So we change out every season. So we just changed to summer. The back wall will contain some winter things that we're not using this season. And that's our main warehouse. We put about five or six school everyday outfits. We put four play outfits. We include a dress up or a Sunday best outfit, something a little nicer. If it's picture day, they can feel good about themselves. A pair of pajamas. We include new underwear, new socks, new shoes, an age appropriate book, a dental hygiene kit, a winter coat, hat, gloves. And then we take it one step further. With Boxes of Basics, I didn't want a child to just receive a box or a trash bag full of clothes. We hand select each outfit, so it looks really great. It's curated just for that child. And then we individually wrap each outfit. We label it. And so when a child gets a box of basics, they get to open up about 10 to 15 little packages of clothes and outfits that were designed just for them. So that's what's in a box, and people often ask, where do you find these children? You know, who are the kids that you help? And our model is completely referral-based. So we work with social services, school social workers, other nonprofits, churches, any human service organization that is on the front lines working with families and children. They identify the children facing clothing insecurity. They refer them to us. We pack their box. We deliver it back out to that referring partner, let's say a school,
and then they deliver to the families. So I've never met a child or a family that we've helped, and that's by design. It's for their privacy, and we want these boxes to be packed with dignity. So we really feel like if you are in a situation where you're in need, having to tell your story over and over and over again, asking for help, that doesn't always feel good. And so this referral model really has worked that family has one main contact, and we're a piece of the puzzle, and we're happy to be that.
What has the feedback been from your partners, the nonprofits, and all that helping?
I feel like we are meeting a need that was not being met in the past. People often talk about food insecurity, and clearly that's a major issue, but clothing insecurity, you don't really hear about it. And before I started, I didn't really know about it either. But there's something to be said about having clothes that you feel good about, that fit you, especially when you're a child and you're going to school and you're already facing all of these challenges. To be able to wake up and feel good about yourself, it's huge. So I feel like we're giving way more than just articles of clothing in these boxes. We're setting these kids up with self-confidence. We want them to feel good about themselves. We want them to know that they're cared for and that they're loved. And so the feedback has just been overwhelming. People love what we're doing, but how we're doing it. And, you know, there are thrift stores, and that's wonderful, but a lot of these families don't have transportation to get to a thrift store, or they don't have, you know, even the small amount of money to spend on it. So what we're doing is we're providing them with this box, and we're alleviating some of the burden that they have in their budget or financial everyday life, so they can take money that maybe they would have had to buy new shoes, and they can put that towards food or medical bills. And so, like I said, we're a piece of the puzzle, but we have a luncheon every year with social workers and our referring partners, and we ask them, how are we doing? What is your feedback? Tell us about the stories of the kids that we help. And every year, everyone comes and just says, we don't know what we did before Boxes of Basics. I'll give you an example of one story that really touched my heart. A social worker told me that there was a kid, I think he was a second grade boy, and before he got his box of basics, he didn't want to go to school. He was embarrassed, his clothes didn't fit, they were worn, and after he got his box of basics, he started waking up at 30 minutes early every morning to pick out his outfit. And so that just goes to show you what we're really, truly giving these kids and these families.
You said earlier that you started this in your basement, and now you're in this warehouse. How does it feel that it's growing?
It's amazing. I think it's just a testament to the fact that we are meeting a need that has not been met. We have over 400 active volunteers, and so they're an entire different piece of the puzzle. We've created a community of volunteers and people that are willing to help. We have donors, sponsors, volunteers. What this shows me is that this is something the community can get behind. And I often say that we are an organization for the community, fueled by the community. And it's very true. We would not be in this giant warehouse without all of our supporters. But what it is showing me is that we're meeting a need that wasn't met, and that people understand that and are getting behind our mission.
That actually brings me to my next question. I saw that Boxes Basics is getting a grant from the Community Foundation of Northern Virginia. Mm-hmm. How does that feel for you?
It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, when I started this, I remember doing my first speaking engagement, and someone gave me a check for $100, and I literally got in my car and I called my mom, and I couldn't believe someone liked my idea, and they gave me $100. They believed in my idea and me enough to fund me. And that feeling happens, you know, when we receive a grant like we're receiving from the Northern Virginia Community Foundation. It never ceases to amaze me that people are believing in what we're doing and entrusting us with those funds to make sure that we're going to use them to help more local kids. And we couldn't just be more thankful or grateful.
What are some of the things you've learned from your own kids?
So part of the reason I started this was for my kids. I wanted to teach them that there's life outside of their neighborhood, and there are kids that they might even go to school with that they don't have everything that my kids have been afforded. And so I really feel like this started also as an example to teach. I have two young sons, to teach them to be humble, to be grateful, to give back. And so it's shown them, you know, a different side of the world that they might not have seen. I hope that it's broadened their perspective. And it's also taught me that they get it now. You know, they come and pack a box for a kid, or they know that mom's picking up donations to help children. And so children understand if you teach them, and giving them a way to help at a young age and planting that seed for them to want to be good members of the community at a young age is extremely important to me.
What you're doing is helping a lot of kids and families' mental health, but what do you do to help your own mental health?
I don't know. You know, what I've learned is running a nonprofit, it's a lot of work. And a nonprofit is a business on so many levels, and I feel like that gets lost. You know, we have rent, we pay insurance, we pay staff, we have all the same costs and expenses that a typical business would have. And so I've really had to kind of learn quickly how to manage a business. What I do for my own mental health is I hang out with my family. I love hanging out with my kids. We like to be outdoors. We hike, we like to travel, and so really just spending time with my kids, my husband. We have two dogs, one frog, and now we have two turtles. So it's a busy life, but no complaints. It's an exciting time.
So Boxes of Basics has grown a lot in the past few years, but where do you want to see it in the next, say, 3 to 5 years?
Well, funny you should ask. We've had some interest from other jurisdictions to bring the Boxes of Basics model to their area. Specifically, we're looking at Chesterfield County right now, a little south of Richmond. It's where I'm from, and I had a contact down there reach out, and she said, I love Boxes of Basics. I love the model. How can we get it to my community? And so I think the next, you know, 3 to 5 years, the first priority is making sure that we are sustainable financially here. You know, making sure that we have annual funding to back what we're doing is the first priority, because without funding, we don't have a program and we can't help any kids. And then secondly, I think that we do have a replicable model that we would be able to stand up different Boxes of Basics locations throughout really the state or the country. And we're trying to see what that model looks like and how we can bring it to other jurisdictions.
How can people reach out and learn more?
Sure. So boxesofbasics.org is our website, and it's just filled with information, how to donate, how to volunteer. We have an Amazon online shopping list. If, you know, you don't have clothes to donate or you're not in the area and you just want to help, we've got a lot of great ways. Our GEM program, these are our individuals who give every month, and we call them our GEMs, and that they are a huge part of helping to cover those fixed costs that we have every month. And so we're really excited about growing that program. We also have corporate sponsorships. We have events. We have so many ways that people can become a part of this if they want to volunteer. If you have a young kid, we allow children 12 and older with a parent to volunteer. But if you have a child that's under the age of 12, we even have ideas on how you can get them involved from home on our website. So I always recommend checking out boxesofbasics.org or emailing us at info@boxesofbasics.com.
How can people donate clothes?
Okay, so we have 4 donation locations across Prince William County, Manassas, and Manassas Park. These are businesses and organizations that allow people to drop off their clothing donations, and then we have volunteers who bring everything back to the main warehouse. All that information is located on our website, boxesofbasics.org. We have limited hours here at the warehouse, but we're always happy to accept donations Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 to 1 here as well. And that's really how we collect most of our clothes. The other way that we collect clothing are through donation drives. So if your school, church, organization, business, swim team, sports team wants to give back to their community, you can host a donation drive for Boxes of Basics and collect new and gently used children's clothing. All that information is online as well. We even have a donation drive online toolkit, which has all the steps and all of the tools you need to host your own donation drive for Boxes of Basics.